So we're now in the ruin. And when we came, it was a total ruin. In fact, we didn't even know what was here. What was here was a pile of bramble, a whole mound of bramble. One of our cats managed to lose itself in it. And some years after we came, I began to be a bit intrigued about what was underneath this bramble. So I cleared the bramble and found an awful lot of building stone, conglomerate, which is the local stone. And as I began to take these stones away, some walls began to emerge. And then I could see quite clearly that this was the footprint of what was a cottage. And I just had this idea that I wanted to rebuild without getting it into looking like a cottage, but I wanted to rebuild the walls a bit and bring it back into a sense of a place. So the walls that you see, about half the height of them, they go up to about 4 feet in places. About half the height was still in place and the rest of it I built. And then as I excavated, it was so exciting because I found the original floor of the ruin, and right where you're standing is the original doorstep. So the doorstep faced north. And then there was a little enclosure, which would have been something, some useful space for them, for the people that lived here. And in the corner there, there's some stones which would have supported a copper for hot water. As I was rebuilding the cottage, one of the things that I wanted to do was echo this waveform that we've made in the yew hedges down here, and which we've used throughout the garden in different places. So this last wall, the main wall, is shaped a bit like a whale in this wave. And then I wanted the inside of it to look completely different. I didn't want the whole thing to feel just like a ruin. So I started to render this wall with a nice smooth render. And I was very bad at it. So I got some help and finished it off with a professional. And we've painted this rendered wall the same colour as we've used elsewhere in the benches. And this is the colour of the local soil. So if we look over there to that hill, you can almost see the same colour that is revealed when the fields are ploughed, and it's basically a sandstone underneath. So it's echoing the kind of local colour.
One of the things that's interesting about the ruin, and indeed our own house, is that because the garden's open, people hear about it, and somebody came who was researching their family history and knew that their family had lived locally, and it transpired that their family had actually lived here in what is now our house. And they remembered the ruin as a ruin, but then as a two-storey building with the chimney still remaining. And they played here as children, which was a great link to make more sense of what we had discovered.
And just to mention, on top of the little wall here and at the bottom of the wall is the detritus of the cottage that I found when I excavated. So we've got a whole little area of broken pieces of glass, and we've got some rusty metal, and we've got some bottles. And that's all that was left of human habitation